pages 17 through 24 of Baby's Own Aesop by Walter Crane. Read by Dennis Sayers in Modesto, California for LibriVox. Turn to page 17. The Snake and the File. A snake in a fix tried a file for a dinner. 'Tis not worth your while, said the steel. Don't mistake, I'm accustomed to take, to give's not the way of a file. Moral, we may meet our match. The Fox and the Crow. Said sly fox to the crow with the cheese, let me hear your sweet voice. Now, do please. And this crow, being weak, cawed the bit from her beak. Music charms, said the fox, and here's cheese. Moral, beware of flatterers. Turn to page 18. The Dog in the Manger. A cow sought a mouthful of hay, but a dog in the manger there lay, and he snapped out, "How now?" when, most mildly, the cow adventured a morsel to prey. Moral, don't be selfish. The Frog and the Bull. Said the frog, quite puffed up to the eyes, was this bull about me as to size? Rather bigger, frog brother. Puff, puff, said the other. A frog is a bull if he tries. Moral, brag is not always belief. Turn to page 19. The Fox and the Crane. You have heard how Sir Fox treated Crane with soup in a plate. When again they dined, a long bottle just suited Crane's throttle. And Sir Fox licked the outside in vain. Moral, there are games that two can play at. Turn to page 20. Horse and Man. When the horse first took man on his back to help him the stag to attack, how little his dread as the enemy fled. Man would make him his slave and his hack. Moral, advantages may be dearly bought. The Ass and the Enemy. Get up, let us flee from the foe, said the man. But the ass said, why so? Will they double my load or my blows? Then, by goad and by stirrup, I've no cause to go. Moral, your reasons are not mine. Turn to page 21. The Fox and the Mosquitoes. Being plagued with mosquitoes one day, said Old Fox, "Pray don't send them away, for a hungrier swarm would work me more harm. I had rather the full ones should stay." Moral: there were politicians in Aesop's time. The Fox and the Lion. The first time the fox had a sight of the lion, he most died of fright. When he next met his eye, Fox felt just a bit shy, but the next quite of ease and polite. Moral: familiarity destroys fear. Turn to page 22. The Miser and His Gold. He buried his gold in a hole. One saw, and the treasure he stole. Said another, "What matter? Don't raise such a clatter. You can still go and sit by the hole." Moral: use alone gives value. The Golden Eggs. A golden egg won every day that simpleton's goose used to lay. So he killed the poor thing, swifter fortune to bring, and dined off his fortune that day. Moral: greed overreaches itself. Turn to page 23. The Man That Pleased None. Through the town this good man and his son strove to ride, as to please everyone. Self, son, or both tried. Then the ass had a ride, while the world at their efforts poked fun. Moral: you cannot hope to please all. Don't try. Turn to page 24. The Oak and the Reeds. Giant Oak, in his strength and his scorn of the winds, by the roots was uptorn, but slim reeds at his side the fierce gale did outride, since by bending the burden was borne. Moral: bend not, break. The Fir and the Bramble. The fir tree looked down on the bramble, poor thing, only able to scramble about on the ground. Just then an axe sound made the fir wish himself but a bramble. Moral: pride of place has its disadvantages. End of pages 17 through 24. This recording is in the public domain.